Kutta Sichas, Chelik Chavbeis, Parsha Achrei, Sicha Beis. Vam Sofun the Sedra, at the end of our Sedra, is the Torah Messiah, Parsha Sarayis Mitten Onzag. The Torah concludes the Parsha, which discusses the prohibited relationships called Arayis, by telling us the following: Ushmartem es mishmarti, you shall keep those things which I told you to keep. Levilti asayis mechukas atayeves, not to do any of these things which are an abomination. Veloisatamu behem, and do not defile yourself by having these kinds of relationships. Ani Hashem alakechem, I am Hashem your God. Stoltzach Rashi adverter veloisatamu behem, ani Hashem alakechem. Rashi quotes from the pasuk the words: do not defile yourself by them, I am Hashem your God. When his mefarish, he explains the following: Ha im titamu, however, if you will defile yourself by doing these things, eini elokeichem, I will not be your God. Va'atem nesolim ma'achrei, and you will be disqualified from me. In other words, I will distance you from me. U'maha noi yesh libachem, what pleasure do I have from you? Atam is chayvim klia, and you deserve to be destroyed. L'kach nemar, therefore it says, Ani Hashem alakechem, I am Hashem your God. So that's Rashi. The tam for what's Rashi is nish mefarish deveta, Ani Hashem alakechem, v'yer is mefarish v'parsha v'eira. Why is it, what's the reason that he doesn't explain the words Ani Hashem alakechem in a way similar that he does, as he does in the parsha v'eira, where he says, Ani Hashem nemar lipora, I am Hashem who can be trusted to take your retribution, to pay back someone who commits these things. Ani Hashem nemalit nischar, I am Hashem, which is also trustworthy to reward those who do the things that I tell them to do. That's how he explains, Ani Hashem alakechem, I will take retribution of the one that doesn't listen to me, I will reward the one that does listen to me. Why doesn't he explain it the same way here? Ubefrat as a zog dort, especially that he says over there, Azazoyiz Ani Hashem Nidrish Bekamel Kaimis, that he tells you there in that Rashi that in fact Ani Hashem and so on is explained that way in a number of places. So in other words, that he could explain it over here in the same way, because he said himself that it's explained that way in a number of places. So the reason for that is v'mefarshim zayin mazber, as the commentaries in fact say, the reason is der inyan ani Hashem nemal shalom schar. This idea that ani Hashem means I am trustworthy, I can be trusted to reward someone. Only para ish, and as well as to take retribution from someone who doesn't listen. Hashem gestanem frier in their parsha. In this very parsha of Arayis, it already said Ani Hashem Alakechem earlier, and over there that's what it means. Therefore, wouldn't make sense that it should be repeated again. The same thing in the same parashat that mean the same thing doesn't really fly. Therefore, we have to say as Ani Hashem Alakechem meant that over here the second time that he says in this very parashat Ani Hashem Alakechem must mean something else. Because there's no need to say the same thing again in the same parsha. So that's how they explain why Rashi departs from the way he explains in a Va'er. Mendafa b'fashtein, then pirush for an Ashba. We have to understand what Rashi is saying here. Never mind why he doesn't explain it over the same way as in Va'er, but what is he saying here? From the verte v'loisetama b'hem ani Hashem alakechem, from the words in the pasuk which says, do not defile yourself by these acts, I am Hashem your God. Kemen l'cha'ire nor medayigzayin. The only thing that of what Rashi says that can be taken out of the words is miklal hein atashmei olav, that when he says I am your God, that it's dependent on your behaving well. But if you, so therefore we learn from there, but what if you don't behave well? So then it will not be as he says here, I am Hashem your God. In other words, to say ha im tetamu, however, as Rashi says, if you will defile yourself, eini elokeichem, I'm not your God. That can be logically deduced from this pasuk. From vanet nemt Rashi the ala pratim v'zog denoch, but where does Rashi take all these details? How he explains what does it mean? I am not your God. which is v'atam nifsalim achrai, you'll be disqualified, you know, rejected by me. Umaha no yesh livachem, what kind of pleasure, what benefit do I have from you? V'atam mischayvim kli, and you will deserve destruction. Where does he take that out of ani Hashem alekecha? Emes takad Peter state in Torah's Kainim. It's true that where does Rashi take this from? It's written in Torah's Kainim. This whole thing is written in Torah's Kainim. So maybe, you know, he takes it from there. However, that's not the answer. But since, as we already mentioned many times in Rashi's Sichas, is Nishin Yonif and Rashi bePirusha al Torah. It's not Rashi's. Rashi does not do this in his commentary on Torah. Tzumatik Zain Drashas Chazal. To quote a medrash, or just for the sake of quoting a medrash, and in fact to quote it in the exact same way that it has, that they quoted it there. Sometimes he changes it and so on. Especially that he doesn't tell you that he's taking it from Torah's Kainim. He didn't point us to the fact that he's quoting from Torah's Kainim. So therefore, there's no need for him to have to quote the entire Torah's Kayanim as a Pshuta Shel Mikra. Vostafunus Muchach, so from this it's clear, as Rashi nemt on, then Pirush al Pshuta Shel Mikra, that since Rashi doesn't say that he's taking it from Torah's Kayanim, it means that Rashi is of the opinion that this is the explanation according to Pshuta Shel Mikra. Therefore, there's no reason for him to tell you that it comes from a Medrash. In other words, that means to say that the words, do not defile yourself, I am Hashem your God, bring in the di aladrai protim. From these words we can deduce all of these three details that he said, which is atem nesolam ha'achayrai, that you will be rejected by me, ma no yesh lebechem, what kind of benefit or enjoyment do I have from you, v'atem eschayvim kli, and that you deserve to be destroyed. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. These things are the simple, direct meaning of these words. Is tamua, so that needs to be understood. Where do we see that in Pshuta Shel Mikra these three points are brought out? Mekenish Emferin, and we can't say that the answer to this is would be as follows. As Rashi Muz Adrakoponim Vil, that Rashi must, or at least wants to, that he wants to spell it out for the young boy, which is learning Rashi, then badait von eini elekechem, what the meaning is. He needs to explain to this young boy, what exactly does it mean, I'm not your God? What does that mean, even? In algemein, that he has to explain what that means. Be vile, because why can't we say that? Weil der Teichem von eini elekechem gefind man schon früher in Pirush Rashi. Because we already find this kind of explanation in Rashi, what Eini Elokeichem is. From Pasuk in Parsha Lech Lecha, Rashi says in the Pasuk, in Parsha Lech Lecha, it says in the Pasuk, V'nasati Lecha, and I will give you Eretz Knan, the land of Knan, to you and your children, the land of Knan, V'yisi Lahem L'Elokim, and I will be for them their God. Is Rashi Mefarish? So Rashi there says, Avalad hador bechutz la'aretz k'mi she'ein lo yilaka. But if somebody, from this we learn that if a Yid lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he doesn't have a God. Because Hashem says, I will give them Eretz Yisrael, and I will be for them there Hashem. But if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's like you don't have a God. So when Rashi, so that's how he explains it. Rashi is the Bainish Meisiv Kimbir. So, and Rashi doesn't explain to over there, what does it mean that it's as if you have no God? What it's same as here. Balach is kam v'kam, and nishkin pratim, certainly that he doesn't give you details of what it means that you don't have a God. As he does over here, it gives you three different things to explain it. So why does Rashi need to explain it here? If he said, he had already discussed that kind of a concept in Lech Lecha, and he didn't explain it there, so why does he have to explain it here? Oich is nishmuven, we also have to understand the Yisaf of Asiyim from Rashi, what Rashi adds and concludes with, L'kach nemer, ani Hashem alekechem, therefore it says, ani Hashem alekechem. Vos is do Rashi meisiv, what is he adding by saying, therefore it says, ani Hashem alekechem, which hasn't already been said before, u'beloshev na teres l'kashe. And he says it's as if answering some sort of a difficulty. That's why it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, as if somebody asked, why does it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? And he has to tell you, this is why it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What is he adding by saying this? Nochmer, in another point to make, Funascholos Pirush Rashi, from the way Rashi starts his explanation, Vasashtelzer Deverter, that he quotes from the Pasuk the words, V'leisetama behem Ani Hashem Elokeichem, do not defile yourself by them, I am Hashem your God. Is mash, and we know that it's Rashi quotes from the pasuk. His quotations are very precise. The words that he quotes are important and germane to the explanation that he's going to be giving in his explanation. Is mashma the shverikait from pasuk is oichen debetu loisetama behem. It would seem that the difficulty that Rashi is dealing with here is found also in the words "do not defile yourself by them." That's why he quotes it. However, when he concludes, he says that. That's why it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But he doesn't say Unish v'loistamav. It doesn't say, and that's why it says, do not defile yourself by them, I am Hashem your God. If he feels that his Rashi is explaining those first words too, why doesn't he say at the end, and that's why it says v'loistamav? Beis. We'll understand this by first explaining another point. In Pirush Rashi, Betchilus Parsha Arayis, in what Rashi explains at the very beginning of this parsha dealing with the illicit relationships. The Pasuk says, Vaydaber v'goymer, Hashem spoke to Moshe, speak to the Yidden, the Jewish people, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. That's how he starts the whole parsha of Arayis. V'Rashi is Mefarish. Rashi there gives the explanation of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, at least in the second second explanation of it. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Goli b'idulafanov, it's well known to Hashem, Shaseifin l'natek barayis, that in the end the Yidden would get caught up in illicit relationships, as in fact happened in some periods in history. Lefikach, and therefore Baalein b'gzeda, therefore he comes with them and he declares. And he decrees, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. De'u mi gozer aleichem, you have to be cognizant of who it is that's telling you this. Who's commanding you this? Hashem is commanding you this. Dayan li para, he is a judge that can punish. Ve'neman, and he is also trusted, l'shalom shachar, to reward those who do listen. Is l'chayir nishmuva. So we have to understand about this. The u mi geizer aleichem, saying know who you have to know who is the one that is giving you this decree. Undayan liipara v'nem l'shalom schar, and the second part of it, which is he is a judge. Hashem is a judge to punish, and he is trusted to reward. So l'chayir tzvei bazunder pirushim v'nei Hashem alekeichem. They seem to be two separate ideas of Ani Hashem alekeichem. How do we see this? So, k'demuchach, as we see the fund from the kama, the fund was kama erta. We know this from the fact that in a number of places, Rashi's mefarish oif ani Hashem, where Rashi explains when the pasuk says ani Hashem, Rashi says nemel shalom schar. He says there he can be trusted to reward other, or sometimes he says nemel para, that you can rely on him that he's going to punish. Or something similar to that. Zokter nish, but in those where he explains it that way, he doesn't say the hakdama, the first part of it, du'um mi geizer aleichem, know who is the one that's giving this decree. In other words, the two things are not necessarily linked. As we see, Rashi sometimes says one or the other, he'll reward, he can punish, and he doesn't have to preface it by saying, know who is the one that's decreeing it. And the same is true on the contrary. In other places, is Rashi Mefarish Ani Hashem. Rashi explains Ani Hashem in a different way. He says, Gazarti Aleichem, I am the one that decreed it to you. You have no option. There is no other option. This is the only option that I make available to you. I said this is what you do. That's what you have to do. In another place it says you should know who is the one that made this decree and don't take it lightly. And so when he says that, is the Bainish Maisiv Nemal Shal Masar over there, he doesn't say and can be trusted to reward or to punish. So we see that the two things are not really connected to each other. You can say one without the other, either way. So then the question is, from Vanet Nemt Rashi, how does Rashi know, as Ani Hashem Elokechem Nidin Didan, that the words Ani Hashem Elokechem in our case, in this Pasuk, meint Beide Inyanim, means both of them, meaning in the beginning of the Parsha. Our Sikha, this Sikha is on the end of the Parsha, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and now he's explaining the introduction to Arayas, which is Ani Hashem Elokechem, and the way Rashi explains that. So how does Rashi know that in this case it means both, and he quotes both the U Mi Gezer Aleichem. You have to be aware of who is the one that's making this decree. When Dayan Leipara also tells you that he is a judge that can punish, and can also and will also reward. Is the Bir Bazet. So the explanation is by Parsha Sarayas Gefint Min Adover Miyuchad. In regards to the Parsha of illicit relationships, we find something very unique. As either the Torah Haytan Tzumfarazayim the Protei Yisurim, before the Torah gets into which relationships are permitted or not permitted, most of them, the ones that are mentioned are the not permitted ones. Shteit Hakdama Klolis. The Torah introduces it by a general introduction. In Un Velcha B'Shteit von Kama V'Kamin Yonim. This general introduction is made up of details. It's not just one idea. There are a number of ideas expressed in this introduction, and it goes like this: Kemaasei Eretz Mitzrayim, like the behavior of the people in Mitzrayim, or like the behavior of the people in Eretz Canaan, where you are coming to, in Mitzrayim, where you're leaving from, Canaan, where you're coming to. Loisasu, do not do the things that they do. As Mishpatei Tasu, you shall follow my rules. You should guard my statutes. That's what the Pasuk says. And then this is like sort of the introduction to the Parsha Arayas. Und die Psyche von der Agdama Klolis, and the opening statement of this general introduction to the Parsha Arayas, which we just said, is Vaydaber Hashem Davo Bnei Yisrael Ni Hashem Elokeichem. The introduction to the introduction, the opening sentence in the introduction is Hashem spoke to Moshe, speak to the Yidden, I am Hashem your God. And then he goes into the introduction, don't do like the Mitzriim and don't do like Canaan and so on. The Tam Favos Torah Gita Zad Domaklolis. What's the reason that the Torah gives this introduction, Varucha, and not just an introduction, but it goes on, it has a lot of details. Umaruba. Aruchah Maruba, it's long and detailed. On Parshas Arayas, into Parshas Arayas, why does he give an introduction specifically to the Parsha that talks about these illicit relationships? Is moving with Pashtas. That can be understood easily. Arayas Zainadochad Zach was Nafshe Shalodim Misavalehem. Because these kinds of relationships, the wrong kind of relationships, are something that a person is drawn to, a person has desire. That it's so, it could be so drawn to it as a filu nochti alaz horas, that even after Hashem gave these introductions and he warns you and he tells you and so on, is virashi bring to Rab Kanal, as Rashi says before, soifan lunatik barayas, that in the end Hashem knew that they will get caught up in it, even though he gave all these warnings and introductions, and in the end they did get caught up in it. And that's why the Yidden need extra encouragement. And they have to be told and warned again and again in order to make sure in them that the people should keep these laws, to be able to overcome the challenge of the that is presented by these issues. So that's why it needs an introduction. It needs to be said again and again. In the psiche von der Agdama Klolis, and since the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem are the opening sentence of the introduction, is the Ribbon Mestaba, therefore it stands to reason, as thus is an Inyan Vaziris Kloli, that the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem are the general encouragement and words of to strengthen them and so on. Since it's the opening statement of the introduction, and the introduction is there in order to strengthen and to make sure that they don't get caught up in it, so the opening sentence must be the overarching, the overall introduction to the introduction. Und das ist der Tam, and this is the reason was the erste Pirush von Rashi, of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that the first time that Rashi explains the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the Psiche, in this introduction, is, he says, what we said before, Kibaltam Aleichem Alchusei, not what he said before, Kibaltam Aleichem Alchusei, you have accepted my kingship, my dominance over you, Ma'at Kablu Gzeiresei, now that you've accepted me as your God, now I instruct you to keep the laws that I tell you. An Inyan Achi Kloli, a very general idea in terms of Torah and Mitzvahs and the relationship between Hashem and the Yidden, Kabbalos Oil Mitzvahs Ugzeiris, that Hashem tells you, you've accepted me, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm your God. Now I'm going to instruct you on what you should and you shouldn't do. But this introduction is a very general idea and not specific to Arayas or to any other subject. It's just a general idea. Hashem is God, He is in charge, do what He says. In order to explain, so that which we just said was the first pshat of Rashi on Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the beginning. But in order to explain that also, according to the second explanation of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, as Ani Hashem Elokeichem is an Azhara, that it pertains, that the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem are not just general ideas, but that they are specific. Nishnar of Kabbalah Zeres B'chal, not only on mitzvahs in general, nor be'ikir of an inyan arayis, that really it's an introduction to the idea of illicit relationships. Is ani Hashem Elokeichem an inyan kloli, vos defar is dos b'psicha as ha'parsha. And therefore this is the introduction to this parsha, and that's why it's written at the beginning of the parsha, that it's not just in general terms, but it also, the second shot says, that is speaking specifically about Arayas. Is Rashi Mefarish? So that Rashi goes on to explain that the Lashon Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem v'shtei do, which are written here in this pasuk, is Kol Kama Pratim, includes a number of details. It's not just generalities, but it talks about to specifics. Yed the words is Meramez v'Bazunder Azhar. Each word in Ani Hashem Elokeichem is an allusion, tells you another point. Ani, the word Ani says, "De'umi geizer aleichem." I am the one that is calling these decrees. Hashem, we're talking about God. Ne'eman l'shalom schar. That means that I can be trusted to reward anyone that listens to me. And Elokeichem, which is the name of Hashem, which is in judgment, dayan lihipora. I am also a judge that can punish. So each word is speaking to a specific idea. Was die drei Jahre seine Kehl alle von ihm Klolium durch welche mir kennen bei wirken der Menschen beherrschen die Tivus. And these three points are generally the points that one can have an influence on another person, that they should control themselves. They should control their impulses. In the parsha, which are what's going to be discussed in this parsha. This is a parsha which says, here is some very difficult impulses that a person has. How do you master those, control those impulses? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's me, Hashem, who's giving you the decrees. Hashem Havaya, which is compassion, I will reward you if you keep my law. And Elokeichem, I will punish the one that doesn't keep my law. Gimel, Velndik uphalt na'idin von ha'tayvig de'lu yeserz. When one wants to, cause a Jew not to get into these very difficult things to control, daf minim tzum ala meshen zogen, first thing you have to tell him, du'u mi geizer aleichem. Be aware of who is the one that made these laws. Is that Edavis nun gedenken? He has to know and remember. Ados is agzeder from the Meibishn, that this is Hashem speaking. the Bayra Ilumaman Higoy, it's the creator of the world and the one that runs the world on the river, and therefore is Meglach as Durch Norgem de Taiva, Hepach Ratzna Bayra. Therefore, it's impossible that by giving in to these impulses, which goes against the will of Hashem, Solem Zayin Gut, that this should somehow end well. It's not possible that it should end well. Hashem created the world. He told you not to do this. How could it ever end well? That's the first point. Ken zechabereina proven items, but a person can still, you know, the Yetzirah speaks, and he says the next thing he says is this: im art nicht was achrise marikalana. Well, you know, it won't end well. Fine, but in the meantime, I'll have a good time. But in the meantime, I'll enjoy what I'm doing. The Reif kommt, the zweite warning. That's why Hashem gives the second step in the warning. Dayan li'para. I am a judge that will pay back for anyone that violates what I told him not to do. It's not just punish, it's to pay back. Faran oive zayin af ratzon Hashem. When somebody violates the will of Hashem, bakum men denoch nish stamanaynish. Not just any old punishment. In other words, not a slap on the wrist. Not an anoifim fun piroin, but in a way that it's a payback for what you did. Dayan li'para, as Rashi says, I'm a judge that pays back. Der eivishte gitan einish velche is af piroin. Hashem gives a punishment which is, can be termed, payback, which means ekert that he returns it, turns it on you. Says bottle the gansa hano. What that means is, anything that you enjoyed, any enjoyment that you had from it, was gahat fun der aveda, that he had from committing the sin, azoy as a, so that will be turned over on its head, as a blight by em garnish nor tsar. What will happen is that the enjoyment that you had will turn into something which is painful. It's not that you're gonna, at least you'll have the memories of how much you enjoyed what you did. Nothing will remain. The only thing that will remain is the pain and suffering that results from Hashem's payback. So don't think, well, I'll have a good time. At least I'll live with the good time that I had, even though in the end it won't be too good. Lefizavet Hashayla. So now the second step is understood, but that leaves another question. Loma osa Hashem kacha. Why does Hashem do this? Favos hotim de eibishte bashafen. Why did Hashem create people with such strong impulses to do the wrong thing, especially in this matter? That he can't control it. Why does Hashem create us with such great impulses that we can't control? Zokmanem Adritni. So now the Hashem gives a third answer. That he is, can be trusted to reward those who do it. The Eibishte, in a positive way, the Eibishte vel vil geb ma'idin schar, because Hashem wants to reward a ayid. Und the far stelpman im faran nesoyna, that's why he puts a challenge, presents a challenge to you. Kedeyaz al baishtein im nesoyna, in order that you should overcome the challenge, und the far bakum schar, and therefore be rewarded for overcoming the challenge. Und vos shvere sees the avoida. So Baishtein and Nusayin, and the more difficult it is to overcome that challenge, the more reward he will receive. So therefore, that's the answer to why does Hashem give such big challenges as this issue that we're talking about? Because the more challenging it is, the more reward you get. So therefore, he wants to give you a reward. How do you give big reward? Give a big challenge, overcome the challenge, you get rewarded richly. So that explains the introduction to the matter of Arayas and why over there it's written Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and that's why Rashi explains it in that way. Dalet, b'shas men kumt sudem siyum ha-seder. Then when we come to the end of the seder, he's given all the details of which things are prohibited, and then there's like a summation of it. Zetmen as the Torah chazeti b'kam ha-zoreh sef Arayas. So the Torah reiterates some of the prohibitions of the Arayas. Al tetamu v'chaleilu, do not defile yourself by all these. Ushmartem atem eschukaisai, you shall keep my laws and statutes. Un'oich has, and he also says, as durch oive zayin of Arayas, that if somebody does violate these laws, Kuma Fashida Noishim, he lists a number of different penalties that will happen. If you keep them, then the land of Israel will not expel you, spit you out. Then he says that certain types of illicit relationships cause a person to be chayef koris, and so on. And then after all that, comes the final pasuk, Ushmaratem es mishmarti, you shall keep my those things which I told you to keep, levilti asois mechugas ateves, not to do these behaviors which are an abomination, veloisatamu behem, you shall not become defiled by them, and Hashem alkechem, and then the last words in the seder, I am Hashem your God. That's the final word on the matter. Is lule demsiyim ani Hashem alkechem. Had it not said in this pasuk, concluded with Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Volt Mingizlerent, the way we would have interpreted this pasuk is this: As dos was the Torah chazit iber as horas. The reason that the Torah reiterates some of the things that, you know, don't do it, and if you defile yourself and all those things, Shmartim is Shmarti, keep the things that I told you. V'loisa tamavem, do not defile yourself. The reason he reiterates is al derech virashat mefarish given frier. Is also similar to what Rashi has told us earlier by Isef and Achilus Shratzim. We talked about the prohibition of eating vermin. Ados is laver aleim belav and harbe. The reason that the Torah repeats that prohibition in many different ways is so that if somebody does commit that sin, he's not violating one instruction, one sin, but a number of sins, because the Torah repeated it a number of times. The Zelba Lav Meridamol, he's doing the same one act. This one act is repeated so many times, you violated all those commandments. It's like a parent tells a child, I told you 10 times not to do it. What's the difference if you told him once or twice? It's 10 times, it's a big difference. Now we know that this is something serious. I really mean this. That's how we would interpret it. We would have interpreted all this if it had not ended with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But since he also repeats the words over there, you can't say I told you many times that I am Hashem your God. That doesn't follow in the same vein. Is das machriach zu sagen, therefore now we have to say as the ganze hemshach asiyum, that the whole subject at the end of the parsha, the conclusion of this whole parsha, is nishla aver harbe, is not just I'm telling you 10 times so you know how serious this is, nor achsime me'ein apsicha, but that it's the conclusion is similar to the introduction. K'shem vi de parsha zarayis heipzecho mit ha'akdoma v'zirus kloli, just like the opening of the parsha zarayis comes with an introduction and it tells us about how careful we have to be and what happens if we're not and so on. Ani Hashem Elokeichem k'masa es Mitzrayim, as he said, do not do the things that the Egyptians did, or what the people of Canaan do. Es mosbatai tasu, keep my law. Ushmartem es chukosei, keep my statutes, which is like a sort of an introduction to the Parsha Sarayis, which we talked about before. Al derech zeh the siyum parsha mitan en lechem zirus klali. The conclusion is also a similar type of summation of the Parsha Arayis. Ushmartem, you shall keep my laws, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God your God. In Vos Pashteto Bede Uftu Un Yisrim from the Mziris B'siyama Parsha Elgab the Mziris Shebetchilosei. But what is added by the words that are said at the end, which are meant also in a similar way to give us encouragement and to make us sure that we do what we need to do, how is it different than the introduction? What's added by the end that wasn't already said in the introduction? Ivdem zok Rashi, and that's what Rashi is saying in this Rashi that we started discussing. V'loy sitamu behem ani Hashem elgechem, do not defile yourself, I am Hashem your God. Ha im titamu, so Rashi says, what does it mean? If you will defile yourself, ani elgechem, I'm not your God. The chidush daba state, the new idea, the novel thing that he introduces here is, in dem shlila, in the negative. Till now he was speaking in the positive. Now he tells you in the negative as well. Im sitamu, if you do defile yourself, eini elokeichem, then I'm not your God. There's going to be the negative side of the introduction, The beginning of the parsha was positive things. The end is going to be all that in its negative reflection and the mirror image of what he said in the beginning of the parsha. The Chiddush Bansiyum, what is novel about the end is L'gabedem Friedek and the Zeros in comparison to the beginning where he gave us the charge at the beginning. And the Far Kumtas L'vesayif, and that's why it comes at the very end, the Siyum HaParsha, the end of the parsha. This is it. The Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shebetchilas HaParsha, the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, as we explained it at the beginning, is in Yonav Nochiyav, are all positive matters. The Eibishter is Gezer of Eden Gzeres. Hashem gives decrees. On imbeid the kavim, and he does it. It goes in both directions. Dayan lihipara, if somebody violates, then he will punish or pay back, as he said before. And it can also be trusted to reward. So this is what's at stake, says Hashem. Venice is da einer. However, if there is a person, was the aladrei prata malnaal, that all of these things that we just said, it's Hashem speaking. He can punish, he can reward, all these things, they don't have the desired effect on this person. He knows that it's Hashem that told him not to do it. That he will pay, there will be a payback, he'll have to pay for this. Which is the word Dayan Lipara, and that he stands to lose the reward that he could get for controlling himself. But the type is ba'em azay stark, but he's so driven by this desire as a kenish baishtin in the sun that he cannot control himself. Is Torah meisiv, so the Torah comes and adds something b'siyum parsha at the end of the parsha. Nochan oifem vitzupel noich oifem, he comes up with a new idea how to have an influence, an effect, even on this kind of a person, durch media zayn. As im tetamu einer lekechem, by telling you that if you do violate this, then I am not your God. Das rirt on dem verbund von Eiden mit Neibischen. What is saying here is, doing this compromises the connection between a Yid and Hashem. Und wie man zet bemochas, as you see it literally, as wenn Eid hert, as el chereid, when a Yid hears these kinds of words, and Eini Elokechem, Hashem says, I don't want to be your God, Verter Uvgiru, that will shake him up. Unas ken es nish vertragen, and cannot tolerate that kind of a thought. Vida bavuste vort, as is the well known dictum, Aid nish devil, that a yid, neither does he want to, nish der ken, neither can he, Zayn upgirus and vergedelchayt, be disconnected from godliness. A yid cannot and doesn't and will not be disconnected from godliness. So this is something which touches the apple of your eye. You can't allow that Hashem should be, we should disconnect ourselves from Hashem. That goes much further than the earlier thing. Hashem can punish you. Hashem can reward you. Yeah. I'll be torn away from Hashem, I'll be disconnected from Hashem, that's something that he can't tolerate. He will not stand for that. And therefore, there's the possibility that he will, that this will help him get over that problem. Al pi anal, based on this, that min oich fashtein, now we can understand, favos Rashi is mefarut on gitzu drei prote, why Rashi spells this out, that this ani Hashem alakeichem, he adds three details to it. Va'atem nefsolim achai, right? Acharai, you will be rejected from behind me. In other words, you will be rejected from me. What kind of a pleasure, what kind of benefit do I have from you? And you will bring upon yourself destruction. Why do we understand that now? Since the Hashem at the end of the Seder, the meaning of it is, is similar to what is meant in the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is at the beginning of this parasha. And the chilik is narvas frier is chiyuv, and some sof is shlila. The only real difference is that over there he expresses it in a positive way, and over here he expresses it in a negative way. is move on that. From this we understand that Hashem Yani Hashem Elokim Shabbatchilus Parsha is Kol Drei Pratim. Just like at the beginning of the parsha, the words Ani Hashem Elokechem include three things, and three details. As he said, Ani is I'm the one that's decreeing it. Hashem, I will reward you for it, and Elokechem, I will punish you for it. Yeah, the word Abazunder Prat. Each word brings out a separate idea, a separate detail in this warning. Kanal Baruch, as we explained at length. Is al derech zeh, a similar way, Ichbay, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Sima Seder, the words Ani Hashem Elokechem at the end of the Seder also had that same thing. As the Zayin Koyl, the Zelbe Drei Protim, they include the same three details that we brought out from the Ani Hashem Elokechem at the beginning, nor in the Eifen for Shlila, but in a negative way. The mirror of what he said at the beginning is mirrored at the end in that Ani Hashem Elokechem. That ani betchilas haparsha mean. What is the word ani at the beginning of the parsha? Dam deum migozer aleichem. You have to know who is the one that's decreeing this. But does weist that tells us canal as we said before. Be the ebishter farnemtzich mitaiden al zayn folk. That it's Hashem that's involved. I am the one that's telling you what I want you to do. I am involved with you as a people. And I give you things to do, and I tell you things that I don't want you to do. But makbil bazeh, what is the mirror image of that? The reverse of that. Kumt v'seif ha-pasha, that comes at the end of the pasha, dem tzad ha-shlili, from Zalman Inyan, the negative thing of that same thing, where Hashem says, I am the one that's involved, I'm the one telling you what to do. So he says, what's the reverse? Atem nifsolim achrei, I will reject you. Before he said, I am involved with you. I'm telling you what I want you to do. I am involved in your lives. You don't listen, I reject you. I'm disconnected from you. One could say that the word nifsalim also comes from the word psalacha, where Hashem said to Moshe, carve out for yourself. Or really what it means is, when you talk about stone, carve stone, it means you have to chip away, you have to chop off the parts that you don't want. So it means over here also, ois hakun and uptown, to chop away, chop off and divide. In other words, Hashem said, I will chop you off away from me. I want nothing to do with you. The magdil tzedminyu from Hashem. In what's the other side, the reverse of the word Hashem at the beginning of the parasha, which is expressed at the end. Namal Hashem Schar, over there it means I can be trusted to reward you. That's what was meant at the beginning. Was the Tashlum Schar Weist, that when Hashem says he will reward you, that means, as Badem Eivishn is Nachas Ruach Lefane, that means, why does Hashem reward you? Because you gave him something that he enjoys. He's happy with what you did. It gave him pleasure, so therefore he rewards. Hotanof and Avayz Bnei Yisrael, Hashem enjoys the Avayda, the service of the Jewish people. What's the reverse of that? But if you don't listen, so what kind of enjoyment can I have from you? It's the opposite of what reward means. I get nothing from you. I can't enjoy you anymore. I don't benefit anything. It doesn't do anything for me anymore. The opposite of enjoyment. And what is the reverse of what was brought out from the word alakechem at the beginning, which was Dayan Li'Parah, that he is a judge that can pay back. That's what it means at the beginning of the parasha. And if you think about it, since Hashem takes the trouble to punish a yid for wrong, for acting badly, that in itself expresses a love and closeness between Hashem and the Yidden. A person doesn't bother punishing someone that he has no connection to. He has no interest in him. What do I care what he does? Somebody else's kids are behaving badly in a restaurant. You're going to punish them? No. What are you? It's not my kid. I have no interest in educating them or doing anything or making sure that they behave. My own children, I make sure that they behave. Sometimes it takes punishing. But that means that you're a good parent, you're a parent that loves your children. That's why you do it. V'frat al piya yedua, especially based on what is known as the Oyin Shem Shebetoyres and L'Tevis Adam, that all the punishments that are listed in the Torah are all there in order for the benefit of the person. It's hard to believe when it's happening to you, but that is really what it is. Ve'et bam seif givorim. That's why at the end, what does Hashem say? Atem ischaivim kliya. You will be deserving of destruction. Menfalir d'shaiches mitnevish. When a person loses their connection to Hashem, v'shu chayecha, which is our very life. That's what life is, Hashem. If a person loses that connection, that Hashem doesn't even bother punishing them anymore, that means utter destruction. And based on this, we can also understand that Rashi is Messiah, why Rashi concludes by saying, this is why it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Midvil Rashi Klormach, and Rashi is trying to clarify, make clear. As does was zog the dry problem that the reason that he says these three details is because they are connected, of course, in a mirror image, mid the dry lashonis from pasuk with the same three words at the beginning of the parsha and the Hashem Elokeichem, what was said at the beginning of the parsha, this on the Hashem Elokeichem is linked to that on the Hashem Elokeichem. That's why it says these three same words, because they are mirroring the Ani Hashem Elokeichem from the beginning of this parsha. Zayin al derech Chassidus. To explain this from the perspective of Chassidus, yesh levar the shaychus and the dry protem and al. One can explain the connection between these three details. So the dry l'shoynas Ani Hashem Elokeichem, how they're connected to Ani Hashem Elokeichem, but if an achar manal, in a different connection than we already said before, how these three expressions are connected to Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Another explanation is this: Ani, the word Ani, Atzmusim Husi Yisbarach. Ani refers to the essence of Hashem. Names of Hashem are connected to some form of expression of Hashem. If He expresses Himself in kindness, He's called Kael. If He expresses Himself in judgment, He's called Elokim, and so on. Each name signifies another expression of Hashem. Ani, not a name of Hashem, it's just I. That means it's talking about the very essence of Hashem, who He really is, not when He expresses Himself in a certain way. So Ani refers to Hashem as He is Hechef and Nesavos Olam, as He transcends creation. Kemaimer Yedua, as is the well-known dictum, Loyze Hua Iker Elokus, being the creator of the world, that is not the sum total of what Hashem is. That doesn't describe Him about who He is. Masha Elimus Mishava Memenu, the fact that the worlds came from Him, that's how we pray, that's what makes Him God, that He was able to create worlds. He's much bigger than that. That's just the world is an important aspect of our life. Therefore, what's the greatest praise we can give Hashem? He's the one that created all this. But to Him, that's just a drop in the bucket. It's nothing. The whole thing is worth nothing. Imagine if somebody described you as a person that eats cornflakes. That's who you are. That defines you as a person. That would be the checkout counter girl that knows that every week you come and buy cornflakes. So that became who you are to her. To you, that's nothing. You would be embarrassed if somebody described you that way. Hashem is not described as the creator. That's not who He is. That's just something that He does, which we relate to. So Ani represents the essence of Hashem. Afal Pikein, even so, Vert Oich Ani Nimshuchem Velt, the essence of Hashem is also transported into the world. Vos Dos is Dor Deravaita from Torah Mitzvahs. How do we draw the essence of Hashem into the world? The part of Him that creates the world is already here. How do we get beyond that? How do we get to His essence and bring that into the world? Through Torah mitzvahs. Studying Torah, doing mitzvahs. Ukamayimer, and as is well known what is said, the Medrash says, Nisabakos Baruch Holiyos Lidir V'tachtonim, Hashem wanted to have a dwelling place, a living place, a place that He could live in the world, in the Tachtonim, in the lower worlds. As Dorch Torah mitzvahs machen Eden de Welt faradir elatz Musay, Musay is Baruch. By studying Torah and doing mitzvahs, the Yidden make the world into a dira. Why does he emphasize the word dira? Because a dira means a place where a person lives fully. This is where you can be truly yourself in your own home. Pungvi in dira sodom, just like in the living space of a person, the atzmus sodom darba dira, It's the essence of the person that lives in his own home. Outside the home, you have to dress in the way that the world expects. You have to behave in a certain way. In your own home, you can do whatever you want. You do what you want. You live your life. And Hashem wants to be able to live His life over here, which means we bring His essence, who He truly is, into the world. So that's Ani. Havaya is Melosha Mahava. The word, name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is talks about Hashem as the Creator. Un Elokeichem, your God, Keichachem v'chayiseichem, which means this is your strength, this is your power, this is your life. Biz Keich HaPoel B'Nifl, that we can sense the power of Hashem within us. We see the connection between Hashem and us. We see that He is the one that animates us and so on. The Madrege from the Lukuzvos is Zich Mislabish and Nivra, which means that part of Hashem which is invested into the creation, into the human, into the person, and into the creation. Unogdem zok Rashi. And then Rashi says, Ha im tetamu eini elokechem. But if you defile yourself, then I am not your God. And this is expressed in all three ways. So Elokeichem is that close connection between Hashem and the Yidden. The Eshter Inyan, so expressed in three things. The Eshter Inyan, the first thing is Behemshel to Eini Elokeichem, as it pertains to Eini Elokeichem, I'm not your God. Is Vos Atem Nefsalam Acharei, you will be rejected from me. I will not be your God, where you can sense my presence and so on. Acharei, the word acharei, why does he say atem nesolme acharei, which means behind me, from behind me? It's because it relates to bechinus acharayim, that the face of a person is the essence of a person, the close relationship. Behind is something that is not closely related to the one. Somebody's facing somebody behind, it means he's not interested, not closely related. Is Shem Elokim, that refers to Shem Elokim. Un Eden veren nifsal abgeschnitten von dem Keich HaPoel B'Nifl Shem Elokim. So Acharei means Elokim. Elokim, and Hashem says, you will be rejected from behind me, meaning even from Shem Elokim. That Shem Elokim, which is the power that I have within you, that functions within you, the godly power, you will be rejected over there too. You will be disconnected from that too. The Noach, and then he goes on to say, Uma Noach Yesh Li Bachem, what kind of enjoyment do I have from you? The Avodah from Eden is Goyim Tainug L'Maylo. When a Yid does Avodah, serves Hashem, it causes a great joy within Hashem. It's described as Hashem had a desire to have a place here, which means He desires it. He enjoys that. But thus is the Tainug Ha'atzmus. That is the pleasure, delight within the essence of Hashem. Ani, from Avodas Torah Mitzvos, from the Avodah that Yid does in Torah Mitzvos, is Im Tetamu Mano Yesh L'Bachem. But if you defile yourself, so then what kind of delight can I have from your Avodah? So the Ani is compromised. And then he goes to the third point is, and you will be deserving or have brought upon yourself destruction. Nishnar is not only do you lose the close relationship between the Creator and the created, like Elokim, nor is ver the shlila mitzad Havaya, but also Havaya will now be, you'll be lost from Havaya, disconnected from Havaya, klolus inenei savos, not just Hashem's personal connection between a Yid and to a Yid, but the general concept of creation, which comes from Havaya, will also be lost. And therefore, if a person loses not only that personal connection to the Creator, but even the general connection to the Creator, then what does that mean? There's nothing left. A person ceases to exist. Atem is chayvim kliya. You're destroyed. You're nothing. You become nothing. You're lost. Nochtem is Rashi Avim Messiah. But then Rashi concludes. In other words, he explained all three points of Ani Avaya Lekechem as they are from the perspective of Chassidus. Nochtem is Rashi Avim Messiah. But then Rashi concludes. L'kach Nemeh. That's why it says Ani Hashem Lekechem. the mechuvan fun di azharis is because the point, the intention of these warnings is nisht azuzol chazushom zainazamatzav. Not that he's, God forbid, that he wants, you know, this is where it's going to head and that's where it's going to end up, and as if to say, you know, you're going to end up there. Not at all. Nor azuzol zain der chiyuv, but rather what he's looking for is the positive, that to not that it should end up this way, that it, Hashem wants to be, I want to remain Hashem Elokeichem. I want the Ani to be complete, I want the Avaya to be complete, I want the Elokeichem. So after warning us of what could result, he says, but I don't want any of this. We want the Ani to be healthy, and Hashem to be healthy, and Elokeichem to be healthy. And the far, and therefore, Abba Piyaz the Chiddush in the Azharat is the, in the Azhara Dal, Gavi Aschol's Parsha, is the Shlila. And therefore, even though we explain that what's happening with this last Ani Hashem Elokeichem is the negative of what was said at the beginning of the Parsha, Ha'im Tatamu Eini Elokeichem, as expressed by the words, but if you, the Father, so if I will not be your God, Shtei Dabar in Pasuk, but what does it say actually in the Pasuk? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk doesn't say, I am not your God. It's what is deduced. It's, you know, unsaid remains, you could lose your connection to me. But what is actually being said is, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am your God. Well, the Matari is because the ultimate purpose that Hashem has in mind is, as Zolzayin Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that he wants to remain Ani Hashem Elokeichem. As Zolzayin Dehano Bechem, that Hashem should delight in the Jewish people's Avayda B'mele Vert Ani Avay Elokeichem, and therefore the Ani, meaning the essence of Hashem, will become brought into the world and will be our God and will be our Creator and so on. Atzmusa Yimahusi Yisbarech, that Nimshech Na'idin in Apnimius, that the essence of Hashem will be drawn into a Yid in a very internal way, Biz Az Derani Vert Havay Elokeichem, Kechachem Echayisechem, until this essence of Hashem becomes the thing that drives us. That's what we relate to, not some outer manifestation of Hashem, but we become connected to the essence of Hashem, Fun Yedin Idin, and this becomes the truth for every Jew.